Day 48, or February the 17th. Grow your own. Our thoughts today are from Numbers chapter 27, verse 18. So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him." First, the big picture surrounding this verse. After the Israelites have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, God tells Moses to count them all again. The older generation that left Egypt but wouldn't trust God when the spies reported back and so didn't go into the promised land are all dead now. All that is except the two faithful ones, Joshua and Caleb, and of course Moses. This census counted all the current adult generation who have not had the opportunity to enter the land yet. As before, only the men who are 20 years old and over are counted. In other words, they were not counting the people, but the men who would make up the army. This method of counting had not changed by the time Jesus came, because if you remember, when they counted the crowd after a miraculous feeding, Matthew 14 verse 21 tells us, about 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Finally, Joshua, the faithful assistant to Moses, becomes the new leader. He is the man who will lead them into the promised land. And now today's action step. During his lifetime, Moses was preparing his successor by training a suitable person, Joshua. Today, we would call this mentoring or apprenticeship. In Exodus chapter 24, verse 13, Joshua is described as Moses' assistant, but Moses doesn't assume that God will confirm him as leader. He specifically asks God to appoint someone, and God chooses Joshua. Here we have two vital aspects of leadership. Firstly, train them and mentor them yourself wherever this is possible. This means you are able to know them and confirm their call much more confidently. Secondly, never assume God's approval. Be sure to ask him and then listen and respond to his leading, just as Moses did.